government land use, you know, being more defined for that particular area, considering they're setting the mark for the county for the first, you know, plan to come out and officially get approved one day, you know. I would, if I was in my area on the side of Coffin, if I'm setting the mark for any other ones that might come in the county, you know, the remaining, you know, I would agree it's looking like they're promoting more development and less agriculture. Well, I don't know if they really, you know, care about the communities outside of Cedar Mountain area, but I mean, I think they've done an outstanding job, you know, wording everything this right, and looking to us for approvals for everything, but yeah, I would, it does kind of send that message. I'm kind of 50-50 on it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could be that they wanted to impart the importance of the remaining agricultural land to everybody. I don't know the intent around it, but that's how I read it. How I read it.
Well, bear in mind, this is our first shot at this, but it does not say that any other plan has to be the same one.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And there too, they may be able to bring in some type of buffer zone along the river there to protect what remains in that structural land they have, especially that long region of the road, because it cuts back on the river crossing. So that's only real agricultural property, yeah. Down on the old business place, down the same thing crossing the river.
That way you come across the bridge, and that there's farms out there.
Look at Scott Smith's place there. It's real.
You see, that's trout water, and those buffers are important.
It's by the poor quality of trout water, but not by a lot of people.
I mean, that's a big, broad statement there, you know. I mean, there's really not that much agriculture timberland really left, you know. It's just, the more defined they make it, you know, the more they really tackle every square mile in that area, you know, for that this particular plan. You know. So it, we gotta think that it's their plan. You know, there's looking for it. So I wanna think on a county level, but it's not called the county plan, it's called their plan, you know, so you go. Although it's I'd be looking for maybe a more defined way of to make them look better from a technical standpoint.
Well, maybe expand on what type of testing they want to
do. Right. But I think they've done an outstanding job, I'll say it again, setting the first plan coming out for the county and let them cruise on that fast success. It'd be worth maybe take back from and there's a little more definition and state that, you know, in our area there's only 5% or less, you know, but this is why, this is how much travel water, this is how much timberland, you know.
See, the good thing is you got Mark on that committee and he's farmers, and he knows agriculture. So that's of a benefit.
Yes.
And just so the community is aware, you're discussing agricultural land in that area right now. According to tax records, there are currently 12 parcels that receive the present use value tax credit. So they're being used for agricultural purposes, or 10 acres is being used for agricultural purposes. So 12 total parcels in that planning area. I'm sorry, I don't have the total acreage right in front of me. But there are a lot of other parcels that would be applicable to that designation should the property owner want to pursue it.
Yeah. I have no objection to a member of the public who happens to be a member of the Cedar County community. If you want to weigh in, I have no objection.
Well, I think you should
introduce yourself.
Mark Tulle. I think Beecher hit it on the head. We've got, at least I do, and I think several committee members do, have in the back of our head that this may serve as a template for other communities. And although there's not much agriculture there, there's a lot of agriculture in other communities, even Dundrop, who wants to come up next. And so we would look for guidance from you all to fashion this plan as a template that others can use that will be comprehensive enough to include other communities as well. The wording of this one, we didn't discuss it. This is what got thrown out as a draft, and so feedback is welcome.
Mark, I think the word protect sounds better than the word preserve. Because protect would be far-reaching. How do you protect it? A dozen different ways. I like the word protect better than, like it is.
Well, it's certainly started off the word protect.
Mark, I just want to say I think you guys are doing a fantastic job too. But I had that thought, and I thought I'd share it. And it is only feedback.
Mark, are they looking at flexing this out some as far as what intentions is? How they intend to protect?
We talked about tools, conservation easements, voluntary ag districts, those sorts of things.
And how can we get added into the plan at some point?
Yeah, those are good. Part of the tools that Alan talked about that we just scratched the surface of.
Unless there's great concern, I think we should leave it like it is.
I thought we were not making, we're not making any changes that anywhere.
No.
So there is no choice to not leave it the way it is. Yeah, we're just discussing. Right?
All right, so the next section of goals related to community character and design. This specific goal, CCE1, preserve and protect the area's rural character, maintain the historic and cultural aspects of the community. And I would just like to point out, and Mr. Tooley can correct me if I'm remembering incorrectly, there was some conversation at the last meeting about possibly moving this specific goal or rephrasing it, just so this board is aware. But this was the goal that was approved at their meeting on the September 8th meeting.
As I recall, the survey was pretty strong at this point. People wanted to maintain that, so any comments, discussion? I'm okay with the examining a little bit, maintain what they've got. That way, that's what they want to do. It's their plan.
When they gotta start somewhere.
All right, let's move on.
All right, under this section, there were four total goals in this section. Oh, sorry, my mic went
off. There was one more. There was a goal number two, preserving natural communities as well in that section. And I was wondering what natural communities is. Are we discussing ecosystems?
There's a goal later in the natural resource preservation that refers to ecosystems specifically. The only goal underneath community character and design that was approved is that preserve and protect the area's rural character, maintain the historic culture aspects of the community. That committee had specific conversation about where to put goals related to the preservation of natural resources and differentiating that with the preservation of the community culture, which can vary from the design and aesthetic appeal of the current buildings and developments, as well as the density and the types of establishments. That's why you find this goal underneath community character and design.
Well, to me, the word preservation, when you say preserve, that means kind of like wilderness, and you just let it go in its own and do what it's going to do. Well, conservation is management of that resource or that area for the benefit of the resource or the area and to maintain time with it. If you try to preserve something, it just goes out on its own. Where it's protecting it and conserving it. Your management is very much where you can maintain it in a manner which you want it to be maintained.
And I'm not going to speak for the board. You do have or the committee. You do have a committee member here. If you have any questions for him, I believe, based on your conversation with Darren Kent, with this goal to identify that there is a natural culture that has been established in Cedar Mountain, whether that be the architectural design, the type of establishments you find in Cedar Mountain, and that it was that culture that they wanted to retain and see to it that it is not that it does not evolve into something drastically different. That they believe the community is invested in the current culture and that is largely the appeal of the community, and they want to retain that. Mr. Tilley, you can correct me if I'm misspeaking.
So you're correct. Talk about community values, you know, that sort of thing that related to this. But we did talk about there's really two different things here. Part of it is sort of the built environment, and the other is the history of culture. So I think that might have been what Alan was referring to, splitting out the discussion. Here.
Rick, were you saying that to preserve means to let it go and not do anything?
To let it be on its own, like a wilderness area. Wilderness is being preserved. Whereas a forest is being conserved. It's supposed to be managed for the benefit of the resource first and then for mankind.
So, please, I mean, I'm asking for learning purposes and by no means correcting that or being argumentative, but because I always think that to be as a preserve, like, oh, look, you know, it's a preserve, like nothing happens out there. There's no timber management or anything like that.
That's wilderness, exactly.
Right. But I just looked
up. That's what preserve means to me.
Right, no, and so I looked up the definition of preserve. It says maintain in its original or existing state. So,
and you can't do that for problems. Nature is, itself is a continuously changing thing.
Right, but the rural character of a community, I think you could maintain that by continuing to do what you're doing.
And just,
right. I don't know, that, I'm just...
Like building preservation, that's, from a building aspect, there's a lot of buildings up in the Cedar Mountain area, I think, that they like to, maintain for the historical character,
Sure, you've got a number of places like that. That's, I'm not arguing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a,
That'd be like the Mekahi Chapel.
I like building one of those preservations.
It's just like about building Mekahi Chapel and all that. But you can, I don't think you can preserve an entire community the way it is today and meet the other goals on this thing.
John, we used to always consider conservation as being sliced into a pie. One slice of conservation was a slice of preservation along the lines that you don't know where you're going until you know where you've been. So if you leave something alone and see how it handles itself, then that gives you guidance and indications of how to manage it within its context to be managed and utilized within its abilities. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I think this one will be interesting to watch. If these words say preserve and protect the rural character it'll be interesting to see the tools that they brought to bear on this particular goal. Because I think that'll inform us as to really what the intent was here. I personally like these words, and they ring true to me. So I think I understand what they're trying for, and but it will be interesting to see what the tools that are brought to bear on this goal.
I'm okay with them. I see Rick's point was served lots of times as get away, do it alone, don't do anything to it, and see what happens, I guess is the answer. But I kind of took the word here, and they're trying to say we want to keep the rural character, we want to preserve the rural character that we have. So I'm all right with
it. I'm good.
Again, that next topic relates to community facilities and services. There were four goals identified. I'm just going to read off all four, and you can discuss each as you like. Goal CFS1, support community economic and social opportunity via enhanced cellular telephone and broadband connectivity. Goal CFS2, engage with Transylvania County on the provision of county services to or inside the community. Goal CFS3, maintain a vibrant community center and facilities. Goal CFS4, support and actively participate in the development of greenways and parks.
When I read the first one, you know, they recall every time a city or tower comes up, it's just a small war at times to get that thing approved. And yet, phones don't work if you don't have the towers or the antennas in a line of sight situation to make the phones work. So they don't. They may have to compromise, they have to compromise on the looks in some respect in order to be able to make the phone know what part of the life is working. So, could be a little discussion or difference here. Some kind of antenna, it doesn't have to be on fire. If we have it in some of the structure and whatnot, I'll see them on water tanks, I'll see them on there's some buildings you have to have an antenna.
I see this as a great opportunity for the Cedar Mountain community to begin and lead the charge for working with incorporating even other neighboring communities to increase broadband connectivity and just not only water tower, not only accessibility, but a full fledged ground up big cell tower in the right area that can reach out and touch other communities maybe and help with broadband connectivity as well.
Yeah, of course. As I said, you have to be able to see the tower. It's a line of sight situation. And if you look at some of the
towers. You want to do it, just go for the full intent, and you can always build structures around it or a historical value around the cell tower.
Now, Kenji, remember when we went through that with the tower on Ridge Mountain?
Right.
2 years ago. You know, people want cellular service.
You gotta give a little. You know, either one or you don't. If you don't want it, like it is now, you know, we don't have good coverage out there. And there's different levels of, you know, cell towers, which, how poorly reached, the bigger the battery, the obviously the more expensive it costs, but you build a big battery up there, you get neighboring communities to weigh in and support you, and it's a team effort. You know, you don't have to be right. Cedar Mountain area in the front.
Right. And there are areas out there where there's no roads. Mm-hmm. Well, that was just my thought when I read that, and I hope that they understand that they're saying we want this, so when it comes time to build the power or other buildings, you got to support it.
Don't read into this at all. I'm not saying I'm not a fan of cell phone towers up there, more communication, and I'm not saying it's contradictory, but has anybody thought of the last discussion we just had and this one being somewhat contradictory? They're talking about preserving the rural character. I've got clients that I know, of course, there's the option, we'll just turn your cell phone off, but it's like, if you've got it, you got to have it on and be reachable. And I know for a fact that I've got lots of clients here in the city, and I'm like, oh, I just love coming up here because, like, my phone doesn't work, and, you know, clients can't reach me, people can't reach me. I love being up here for the weekend and honestly in places. And so, you know, it's just interesting. I'm not saying that the two can't work together. You can't still preserve the ruralness of that community. It's a sign of the times, and it's changed, but it's like, I think it's already kind of complicated in that a little bit, you know, preserve the ruralness of it, but we're going to enhance it.
Which is good.
Yeah. I know for me, it would be awesome, as much as we work up there, to have cell phone communication. From a safety standpoint, it's nice. There's all kinds of benefits to it, for sure. Kids that are at home now, I mean, and people that are working from home to have that advanced broadband and cell phone connectivity is a good thing. And there's more and more younger families. The number of younger families in the Cedar Mountain area versus what there was there 10 years ago, I personally have seen a big difference in it.
Now, that was one of the problems, of course, with the Plan C education, that at least 10% of the students in this county didn't have internet or Wi-Fi on there.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. And that's something that somewhere we need to correct that. I don't want to get on the soapbox, but I think what we're seeing is that education and the way we do it has changed forever.
I think you're going to see a lot of businesses going to be done different because they see they don't have to have overhead when people can work from their homes.
That's exactly right.
I think that's coming.
Yeah, so you got to have more farming out there to go out there and let them have the best of both worlds. Go back in time, get some hard work, stay up with modern technology, because I agree, that's kind of where education around is going.
And also like industry also. Mm-hmm. Why build an office building that they can stay home and work? I know it's all in Tampa. She closed her office about 6 months ago. She works solely from home. And she's vice president of the first firm in Tampa, and she works all over the eastern United States. All done electronic.
You can have the best of world though if you use
it. If you work it.
There's only so much land out there, so you gotta be specific.
Can you realize that means a lot of the solar people need to get with the program on electronics?
I'm not helpful.
But
I'm not helpful.
The world will stop moving, but I'm about to be on my cell phone, but smartphone, so I can face time with the train people.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else have any comment on any one of these four goals? I don't think we have to, we don't want to jump around too much, but let's.
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
I think it sounds good too.
All right, ready to proceed?
Okay, go ahead, Phil.
The next topic relates to economic development. The first goal, encourage economic and employment opportunity while balancing growth and quality of life. And then the second being promote the measured growth of business in the commercial node in the Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan. And let me just provide this for a little bit of context on the Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan agenda for their next for the regular meeting at the end of this month. They will have an item to discuss what that commercial node will be. I had an agenda meeting with their chair, Mr. Huggins, earlier this week, and he felt it was appropriate for them to have that conversation so they can identify what that node is and share that with the public during their public workshops.
All right. I think it is good that there are, I do want to encourage some economic and employment opportunities out there. There are a few businesses out there. There could be more without completely destroying the area. Pretty sure they don't want another dollar in the hauler, but there could be other types of businesses that want out there, and that's all that they need. So I think we have to consider some economic opportunities here where we are.
McKenzie, you remember years ago there were several gas stations out there at Cedar Mountain.
Right.
There used to be a trailer park there at Cedar Lane.
Yep.
And all that in that little circular area. And there used to be a lot more out there than what's there now.
Sure. When I began to get interested in this and spent some time driving around out there, I thought, this is different from what I remember in all places.
Well, you can have growth, and as long as you have some regulation in place and blend it in with the community. So if you go to Hilton, you can't find a Walmart. Because of the way it's set up then. And it can be just the same thing that happens here.
Yeah, I have a question here. What I didn't understand was the commercial node, but it sounds like that detail is coming, so we don't really need to discuss that further.
There is an area out there that's several. All right, anything else on this?
No. The next section was specific to land use and development. That goal, and there only being one goal that you can maybe identify underneath this topic, that being promote responsible land use and development.
With the Cedar Mountain Plan, the development ordinance in this county would still be in effect.
Absolutely. So, as I believe I provided this board presentation on small area plan is that it is a plan. It is a guiding document for the governing board to use in policy making and fiscal decisions for the period of time the plan distinguishes. So all of the county ordinances that are enacted and effective the day the plan is adopted are effective the day after the plan is adopted.
So see, that would cover development.
That would cover
for development and, road grade, road width, and all of those things are in the subdivision ordinance.
So you're speaking specifically to the subdivision ordinance, and yet the subdivision ordinance does touch on a number of responsible land use and development practices, some being providing adequate road width for future development, depending on the size of the development, that those specifics can differ. But yes, you are correct.
Yeah, this is another one where I think looking at the planning tools that we brought to bear on this topic will be very interesting. Because I imagine that the county rules that apply are one layer, and then this small area plan could enact something that goes on top of, but not inconsistent with, the county rules and ordinances. Or else, what's the point of doing this? Right, this is a special community, they're going to have special requirements or special goals, and so I think it doesn't have to be inconsistent, but it can add to what the county is already proposing or already has in place.
Well, I think, you know, Mr. Bob, we need for that to be in place and done, the county will have to authorize it, the county.
Well, that's the plan, right? It goes from the committee, the small area planning committee, to us, to the commissioners.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they, who knows what's going to happen. Well, I think you're right. I think the idea is that this committee, CMI committee, is going to end up asking for some special plans to be put in place out there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm all for the small area community planning, and you got a majority vote up there. That's fine. But, you know, other communities might want something area, but the thing that makes Transylvania so, you know, intriguing to come live there for all age groups is that, you know, everybody just loves coming here, and we have all these different types of communities, so it's up to the community to make the decision. And if you got the majority rule, you go with that. And as the, you know, the leaders of the county commissioners or planning departments or whatever, you know, you listen to your communities and you make the best decision for that community. You just don't dictate as a whole for the county.
Right, and that's what this is all about.
That's what this is all about.
And when those rock cones or boxwood cones, they're going to have some entirely different manifestations too. There's nothing wrong with that. When you look around, boxwood is different right now. And Blackwood River is different. So, there's nothing wrong with the difference. All right, any other comments on this goal? If not, Alan?
We already touched on this topic a little bit earlier, but the next topic being natural and cultural resources. There are four goals that the committee associated with this topic, the first of which being goal NCR1, protect natural resources and preserve the scenic and aesthetic beauty of the area, including views, ridgetops, and open spaces. Goal NCR2, ensure the environmental health of rivers, streams, ecosystems, and the lands. Goal NCR3, preserve and protect the historical structures and cultural heritage of Cedar Mountain. Goal NCR4, preserve the unique natural communities found in Cedar Mountain. And having read these, I apologize, I gave you a little bit of incorrect information. Goals 3 and 4 were the ones that were discussed, maybe moving to a different topic during the conversation at the last committee meeting.
One of the questions I had when I read this was, I read natural communities, and I wondered, are we talking about natural in the sense of the natural land we see with the animals and plants, or are we talking about a natural area? Do you have anybody have any input on that?
That was actually a goal I wrote.
Ah, okay.
But I'm on the board of Conservative Carolina, and we're doing a lot of work in that area. And there's five of those. There's some real unique properties. Properties, not unique land, but unique areas in the Sea Mountain. You've got the Blue Ridge Escarpment, you've got the bog, you've got all the rock outcrops that support different things. You've got the headwaters of the Little River, all that's associated by, and maybe we just need, I don't know what, how else to word that, but maybe we can put an adjective there or something to make it clear that that's what was doing.
I kind of thought that what it was, but wondered. So I asked the question.
Community sounds human to me.
Right.
And I don't think you're intending it to be a human community.
Maybe area?
Well, community is a pretty good way to describe it, because it's a unique community within a larger community. So these bogs and these natural areas like that. You'll be going through, and all of a sudden you'll come upon something that's no bigger than this right here. And it's totally different for an farmer than what you had elsewhere. And it is a bigger community all of itself.
But I think of that as an ecosystem, but...
Yeah, I would say ecosystem or possibly environment, you know, natural environment might be a better term, because I do agree, I think community does sound more like a human intervention.
Not too many people walk out in the woods and see a beautiful spot in the woods and say that's a beautiful community.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can't mean that, but I can't think of ever being out in the woods and somebody says a beautiful community.
Not really the wrong word, though.
Right. Not really wrong, but it might be read wrong to some people and require more interpretation.
Well, maybe if you're living the American dream, you go out to see your mountain and for every nice big tree out in the woods, you think of it as like a community of trees, you know?
Right.
I would say, you know, it's all in the vision of the person, you know. I think for the locals that live there, they might have a different interpretation from outsiders coming in to visit and spend some money and some time and rent a place or whatever. Yeah, so it might be worth looking into. I kind of go with Lauren's approach on it. So.
I like the word ecosystem. Okay.
Any other comments on this?
You definitely see that Basement Tom puts this together, and you know, we're sitting here criticizing every little word we pick out, but you know, they've done such a great job.
Yeah, I mean, I was just feeling bad about it too, and I hope you know it's not criticizing it. It's trying to, I mean, one thing that's hard is all of us. That's a saying that I love, and the more heads that you put together, usually the better. Usually.
Well, after we sat there for 3 hours, wordsmithing it, it's nice to have a fresh set of eyes and get your reaction.
Not everybody is smart and intelligent. Maybe it's this group. You don't know.
Well, I actually think the worst thing we could do is say nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that's the reason we're here.
We're all serving
here.
So if
I put it together, Karen, we'd be here for 5 hours. You're thinking all the time of technicality, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things, too, I want to see the thing succeed in the workplace. I really do.
I think it will. I think you've got the commitment from the community. You've got the commitment from this planning board who is super excited about this park. I think you can take that back to your team. And then you've got the county commissioners, at least four of the candidates for election mentioned this small area plan. So they're ready. I mean, at least that's the impression that they give me from what they've said. So I think there's a lot of excitement about this.
All right. If you fall aside and there's no more discussion on this, we'll do the last one, Adam.
There's actually two more topics. this next topic being about economic development, there were two goals that the committee identified to include here. Let's just say transportation. You are correct. I apologize. I had a couple of typos in this PowerPoint today. But this section, the topic was about transportation, not economic development. And that first goal related to transportation was to ensure safety of the community and visitors via adequate traffic planning, regulation, and enforcement. The second goal being promote the development of bike and pedestrian-friendly transportation alternatives in the Cedar Mountain area.
Remember when we met with the transportation advisory board and all that, they were talking about getting bikes off the highway up there?
Right. Well, it's going to take some good, that's for sure. Not really inexpensive.
You see, with COVID now, and the DOT funds way out of proportion and so forth, it might be a long time before we see that.
But you can hardly argue with it, because we all know and probably all have discussed the ancestry of bikers around here and come around the corner. There they are in front. That sort of thing. So they're here. I don't think they're gonna go away. In some way or another we have to accommodate.
Jim Z, though, it just defies logic in my mind how you can be on a bicycle around multi-thousand pound vehicles traveling up to 50, 60 miles an hour on that road. I liken that to climbing to the top of a waterfall, hoping you don't slip and fall and get killed. I know it's legal and all, but it just, you wouldn't catch me putting myself in danger like that.
Well, it's walking my land too. What are you going to say? Bikers are here. Bikers are here, and they have legal authority to use the road. So, I'm sure most of you, like me, is trying to watch out for them. Give them a certificate. Because sometimes it's hairy.
Darby presented the findings of the survey related to transportation to the Transportation Advisory Committee last week, so they're in the loop on this as well.
Excellent. You know, that's what's so good about all this. All these groups are working together. Now that is something to see.
Yep. That's what we're always going to have in far pushback. Unless you all have additional comments, we can finish this. Certainly, any additional comments you want to make, we'll do it. And in some of their meetings, if you so desire. When I go, as Mark and Terry, I tell them that they can comment on anything in the comments. As I said before, it's their plan. It's what they want. It's what the community wants. And I'm open.
Yeah, but the other thing it's an odd process to me that we're not directing, but we are approving. And so I'll just say that one more time. But the other thing I want to say is I really appreciated, Mark, you made a comment in your notes about a question or a concern that I had brought up. And although it's an odd way of communicating, I really appreciated your comment about, well, Karen didn't see the comments, and that's why she couldn't see the correlation between the goals and the input from the citizens.
Sure, right.
Yeah, and so you did say that to me directly, but I read your notes and I appreciated the feedback.
I was watching from afar.
And I appreciate it. And I would also encourage you to continue to highlight for us in your note, in your meeting. So if there's something you want the planning board to pay special attention to, so we're not guiding you, but if there's something that you think is pretty nuanced and we need to pay special attention, then I hope that you're saying that in your meetings. I will have a conflict from 7 o'clock on Tuesday, so I'll probably attend from 6 to 7. but that should be the only way I get the information. Put in your notes, hey, I hope the planning board is paying attention to such and such, because that will be really important for us when we get further into this. And I think you guys are doing a phenomenal job, and I do think it's going to be a template for the rest of the county.
I think the rest of the county, if following suit, goes a lot to you guys for paving the way to this. I mean, you're going to make it a lot easier on everybody else. Your success.
And we hope so. And we do look for guidance from this board. And like I said, you know, we get down in the weeds, and having a fresh set of eyes that's coming in is very helpful. And hopefully staff will pass along your comments to the rest of the committee. I'm sure most of the committee is probably watching right now.
And Mark, we've discussed it among ourselves here. We're very, very careful not to even give the appearance of trying to guide this plan. This is your all's plan. Well, I mean, I live in Cedar Mountain, but still, it's your all's plan. I'm just interested in it because I live there. But we cannot in any way look like we're trying to guide this. This has to come from the committee.
Well, we don't have a template to work from, so we're all making this up sort of as we go. That's where we would look to you all, not for content guidance, but for process guidance.
First, I think you're on the right track. You're moving along in a good way. I hope to see it continue. Anybody else have any last comments?
Yeah, the one last comment I will make is I believe this will be a template for the rest of the county, but you should not take that on as one of your main responsibilities in putting together the plan. If it ever gets to be, oh, this will be tough and tough to lay, or this will be tough and dumb rock, put that aside, right? And work on your own plan.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Because I've been in places where you are the precedent setter, and sometimes you get confused or slowed down by or bogged down by thinking about the other communities, and you should not do that here. You have enough on your plate.
The other communities are different, but them.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is the beauty of Transylvania County, and they make it cold. So, I agree with what Karen is saying. Don't get too bogged down. Set the precedent.
There is a general plan which the county has put out. And yes, other areas will have to follow that general plan. But what comes out of it should be entirely different.
So that's the beauty of Transylvania County.
Yep, that's the Transylvania County. All right, anything else? Alan, director's report.
Thank you. So we just got a couple items for you, and one we actually already kind of taken care of. But probably the most important item of business tonight is to introduce Ms. Ann Kane. She is our new administrative support specialist. She's sitting here. She started with us on October 5th. She will do her best to make sure that I am doing a good job for you, and she is at your service as well. If you ever need any assistance from staff, please feel free to reach her. The other note, again, and I apologize, it was originally intended to be on your agenda, and I had told you at your last meeting that you could tentatively expect to be reviewing your subdivision ordinance with revisions to comply with North Carolina Chapter 160D. Unfortunately, our legal counsel with Keegan Campbell felt that they needed more time to review that document and prepare it. So it is staff's intention that you will be able to review that revised document at your next meeting, possibly with another one of the county ordinances. I don't believe it'll be the 5th-4 zoning ordinance, being that that's a much longer document. It may be one of the smaller land development ordinances, maybe your charter with the 160D revisions. You've already actually seen your charter recently and provided some changes that you felt were appropriate as a board. So you can probably anticipate that you'll see those two documents for the 160D review at your next meeting. That next meeting will be Thursday, November 19th at 7 p.m. in this room. And that's all the reports I have for you this evening.
All right. I have nothing to report to bother myself, but it's comment time from the members of the committee. John Wayne, would you start? Do you have anything? If you don't have.
Sorry for being late.
No problem.
Yeah, my wife's a yoga instructor, and for months and months we have not had to worry about conflicting things. That yoga instructing has not happened, and we just didn't think about child care tonight, so. It was a last minute thing.
That's how I
talk
to you.
What
can
you confess? Yeah. I don't really like to incorporate where my kids are. They have missed that. I did find places for them to go. So yeah, I apologize for being late.
All right, sure.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank Mike for setting up all the remote stuff that I had to do over the last 2 months. And I appreciate the patience and of this group. I will need to do the same thing in December, but I appreciate having that option, and I think we all should.
We would much rather have you here, but whatever.
Yeah, and I'd much rather be here.
Right.
But it's a good second option. I do have a question about the subdivision and exemption chart that I get. I get frustrated when we get something that we're supposedly approving or at least viewing, and I don't understand something. So mine's a quick little question.
Mm-hmm.
There's the type, and one says two lots. What does two lot mean? Like,
So that's where I'm identifying how many lots were included in that subdivision. So it's one lot, one parcel becoming two parcels.
One parcel becoming two parcels. Thank you.
So, and we don't see a lot of subdivisions bigger than two parcels in Tennessee County, but I mean, you may see three to four, and as Mr. Timmy was mentioning earlier, and being familiar with our subdivision ordinance, three is usually that trigger for when we start looking at road inspections and things of that nature. So your two lot subdivisions are much less in depth, they're typically pretty simple.
And then lastly, I would really appreciate it if I could get a map of Transylvania County with all the townships details. And so there is one, I looked on the county website, I couldn't find one, but there is one in the comprehensive plan, it's map 13. If I could get that as a full page image, I think that would be very helpful to me.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah, and once again, great job on the small area plan. And anything you can do to help, we're here. And that's it for me. Thanks. Paul? Mark, you knew what I feel about y'all's work on the committee. Amen. We're behind you. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but y'all's work is very good.
I would love to also publicly recognize everyone on the Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan for the amazing amount of work you put into this daunting task. I think we're very excited about the potential for this, so thank you, and thank everyone on your committee for doing all this work. And also thanks to staff for continually doing a great job, and thanks to Mike for getting us out into the big world out there. So everyone in the university listens to this meeting. I feel confident they are.
I'm sure some are.
I'm sure some are.
I'm good.
Thank you.
again, Mark, just don't show how much work you ever put in.
Well, I certainly echo that. I think the staff does an amazing job. Mark, you're glad you were here tonight. I failed to ask for any public comment at the end of the meeting. Do you have any additional?
No.
And we had no public comment via our live
stream. I have turned around and asked our meeting. And if there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Do you have the paper for him to sign?
Yeah, he signed it.
Oh, he did? Oh, I apologize. I misunderstood. Thank you. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
That was...
No, you're good.
He
changed it.